America Weekend. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Christina is away from the studio this hour, but before she left, she made sure to record this week's entertainment report. Why? Because she is concerned about you. Before you turn on your TV, before you fire up your fancy phone or your fancy tablet, and you go to these websites and you grab magazines and you listen to the radio, it's a scary thing, entertainment. So here she is to guide you through for yet another week, the entertainment report with Christina Stoffo.
Well, Ed, Janet Jackson's being kind of weird about videos of her concerts showing up on Instagram. So apparently, if you go to her concert and tape a few seconds of her show and upload it to Instagram, hashtag Miss Jackson if you're nasty, you're going to be in big trouble. According to Instagram, users who upload anything from her shows get the content removed, accounts terminated, because, hey, you don't have the rights to this. Janet Jackson does. Now, if you know anything about Instagram, videos on there are only like 10 seconds long or whatever. So I guess Janet Jackson just needs to take a chill pill. Oprah Winfrey invested $43.2 million into Weight Watchers, okay? Now, the stock immediately skyrocketed, making her an additional, take a guess.
$300.
$45 million. Now, it's not like Oprah really needed the extra $45 million, but Ed, you know, maybe we should start watching the stock market. I don't know. America Weekend is going to be the next up-and-coming stock. What could be our little stock letter? ENC, Ed and Christina.
Wall Street will never be the same.
And in other shocking news, Kate Hudson was seen with someone other than Nick Jonas, holding hands and going out to dinner with, who you ask? He is known as the other guy. Yes, Kate and Nick were seen recently out and about together, but since they're just hooking up, I guess they're both free to explore other options. And Ed, here is your weekly installment of Nerd News. Star Wars tickets, they're already available for the December showing of the new movie coming out. Okay, so fans crashed the Fandango site the other day trying to score their golden ticket to the movie, and the two-minute trailer was released and viewed millions upon millions of times. It shows lots of action. Han Solo and Leia hugging, an unknown woman asking questions, a new Jedi, a cool-looking lightsaber, but no Luke Skywalker just yet. Fans are just going to have to wait to see his face, I suppose. With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Christina. And yes, isn't it just so hard to believe that people are rushing to buy tickets in advance to see Star Wars? Do you really think that every single theater that is showing this will be sold out? And why, you have to see it the first night. You have to see it the first hour. You need to be there for the first showing. I wonder if people are going to be able to keep themselves away from finding out what happens in the movie. Seriously, you have to turn off your phone, bury it in the backyard, wrap a towel around your head, and just hide under the bed for 2 weeks until you go see it. So that's why people are storming Fandango, as Christina mentioned, because they have to be able to see it first. It's like when all these 12-year-olds, 10, 12 years ago, would be standing outside Barnes & Noble at midnight on a Tuesday, a school night, because they had to get that Harry Potter book. Why? It's 700 pages. What, are you going to read the damn thing all night long? Anyway, they did that. So those are the same people now who at 22 are going crazy because they have to be there for the first showing. You know, this thing is going to be in theaters for weeks and months. It'll be early 2016. Star Wars will still be in theaters. You will have ample opportunity. And then, like always, when you go, you're going to sit there and think, wait a minute, there's only 22 people here in the theater. Where is everyone? And you'll be able to enjoy it. Never mind. All right. The theater. Do you have this dine-in movies thing by where you live? I do. This is quite a wild experience. When I go to the movies, I want to watch the movie. Well, it's a novel idea, right? I want to be able to entertain myself. I want to be able to make the $15 or whatever I spent seem like it was money well spent so I can enjoy the film. There are companies, AMC is, I think, the primary one that has this concept of dine-in movies. So you go in, this has been around a few years now, but I was astonished. I talked to somebody in the Midwest the other day. They had no idea what this was. All right. You go into the theater and it's not rows of seats. It's kind of like these little pods of plush chairs that are arranged around tables. And you have a whole bunch of them all through the theater. So it's a very informal setting. The trouble is, though, once the movie starts, the lights remain on in the theater. Not really bright, but bright enough because you have a server, a waiter or a waitress, if I may, that will be serving you food. There is a cover charge. You have to buy a certain amount of food as you're watching the movie. It's very distracting. You're getting into the film, and all of a sudden, here comes Wendy to ask you if you want something else with your brownie for dessert. Leave me alone, Wendy. It's a neat idea, but also, too, you sit there, the tables are really sticky. This is not fine dining. And it's still just the nachos and the overcooked hot dog and the French fries that are about 3 days old. So if you do this, and if you go to these dine-in movies, be prepared to be annoyed and eat food that just isn't all that good. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you afraid of change? I mean, most people are, and there's a good reason why we think change is bad for us. But in many cases, this is just a knee-jerk reaction and ultimately bad for us. Here's the social science of it. Technically, it's referred to as psychological reactance. When we think something is about to be taken from us, even if that something is not really the best, we think we want it more than we really do. Tell a child they can't date a person anymore and they'll want the forbidden date even more. Humans are highly motivated to protect what they have, even if what they're offered is really better.
This could change my entire outlook on life!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Just because it's forbidden doesn't mean it's got value. It just means you think it has. The trick's on you. Got a question about rejection? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He played 22 years with the Harlem Globetrotters, appearing in over 6,000 games in 97 different countries. In 2002, he represented the team at its induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Guys like Goose Tatum and DeMarcus Haynes and even Metalog, they sort of paved the way for us, for the players coming in the future.
So where is Curly Neal now? Curly retired from playing in 1985, but still makes appearances all over the country. In 2008, Curly became just the fifth Globetrotter to have his number retired, joining greats like Wilt Chamberlain. Today, he's recognized by a whole new generation of fans thanks to the team's cartoons, which air regularly on the Boomerang Network.
Hey!
Curly Neal, still entertaining the kids. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.